Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. It's Greek for Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. A Canaanite woman cries out to Jesus to have mercy, but Jesus does not answer. Jesus rebuffs her. Now I'll tell you the rest of the gospel. Jesus has gone, has been given, looking for a quiet place to mourn the death of his cousin and best friend, John the Baptist. But the crowds still follow. When they do, this Canaanite woman comes out of the crowd and begs for Jesus to have mercy and to heal her daughter. The daughter is suffering terribly because she is possessed by demons. But Jesus does not respond. He even seems rude because she is a Gentile and comes from an ancient and godless foe. Jesus could not help the Canaanite woman because he was sent to save only the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The Canaanite woman has heard of Jesus. She has heard about his healings, his miracles, and his many acts of mercy. And she will do anything for her daughter. The mother is desperate, and she again will do anything. Her daughter is the apple of her eye. She cried out over and over, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. The disciples want God to send her away. They've heard enough. But they don't get it yet. They don't realize or know what is about to happen at that place will change the world. Jesus' lack of mercy is not the reaction that we would have expected, because he was sent here only to save and preach to the Jews, not to the others, not to the Gentiles. And that's us. Sometimes we pray to God in our distress that we don't get the answer we're looking for. Sometimes the unanswered prayer is the best answer of all. Maybe you remember, if you're a country and Western music fan, remember the Western song about prayers. It's about a young man that ran into his old high school sweetheart many years later after they were teens and head over heels in love. He prayed then that they would always be together. Eventually, they went their separate ways. When they had finished catching up over times, they said goodbye. He turned and he walked away, walking across the parking lot to his pickup truck and to his waiting wife and three beautiful children. They were the apple of his eye. He paused and whispered slowly, softly, "Thank you, Lord, for unanswered prayers." Once again, the Canaanite woman pleads to Jesus for mercy to save her daughter from demons. She's not about to give up. Then Jesus does something very unusual. He uses a racial slur, calling the Gentiles dogs. Dogs. Not worthy to eat the same food as Jews. The woman does not take offense at what Jesus has just said. All of a sudden, she has an aha moment. She has it. She knows just what to say. She says to Jesus, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She catches Jesus in his own words. With the rights of dogs, she now gains the rights of her daughter. What if she had looked up before she had said that and said to Jesus, "I do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in my own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. I am not worthy so much to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy." In the Hebrew culture, sharp verbal exchanges were much admired. Tension was building between Jesus and the woman. Suddenly, Jesus turns and has an aha moment. This is the turning point in Jesus' earthly mission. He makes a 180-degree turn. He gives in to the woman and grants her request, healing her daughter. And he says, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." This encounter causes Jesus to reassess his mission to only the Jews. The time has come for Jesus to minister to the Gentiles and to the rest of God's children. They all would now have a place at the Master's table. Later, Paul would pick up where Jesus left off. He would minister to the Gentiles and would be known as the apostles to the Gentiles. But Paul would have to pay a high price for his new faith. It would cost him his life. How is our faith? How is my faith, or is my faith strong enough to persevere in spite of obstacles? Or do I give up too easily? How do I view God? Do I sometimes feel that he has forgotten me? Sometimes, yes. Today, right now, right here, if you or I were the Canaanite woman and had a child in deep trouble, possessed by a drug or drinking demon, what would we do? Would we seek medical attention, a school counselor, or a professional therapist? Some time ago, a 13-year-old girl was trying to cope with her parents breaking up. She blamed herself and began to act out, getting involved with a young man by long-distance phone calls, making more problems for herself as this did not turn out well. 3 times she tried to harm herself. The last time was for real. Her parents were desperate. She was hospitalized, no visitors, for about 2 months. Every day, her father would drive by the hospital, passing her room window in the car, hoping to catch a glimpse of his little girl. Time passed, and she started to recover slowly. Then came 2 years of therapy, once every week for years. The father prayed and prayed, not realizing that he shouldn't be bargaining with God, but he did. "God, please just let her get to the age of 16, and I will go to church every Sunday and give up my wicked ways." She got to 16, started off to school, and the father again says, "God, please let her get to 21. I will still go to church every Sunday and quit doing my wicked ways." And so it was. She indeed did make it to 21. Today she is alive and well. She has a very successful practice as a therapist of all things, devoting her life to helping other people that are in trouble. If you ask her today about that experience, she would look at you and tell you, "I've been there, I've done that." God has shown mercy many times before, and he can do it again. God deals with demons, but we must turn to him and ask for his mercy. This young lady very much is the apple of my eye. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to have faith enough to overcome your darkest demons. He wants us to come to Jesus. He wants us to not give up. He wants us to persevere in our faith, just like the Canaanite mother did, so that we will all find his mercy. Dear Lord Christ, hear our prayer. Kyrie eleison. In the name of the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen.